So how are things going?
Well, I have data for the network tuning, which I'm plotting right now, so you can see the figures.
Okay.
And for the ordered version, I have an implementation, but something must be wrong because it's extremely slow.
Hmm.
I mean, it's slower, much slower than write through. So something must be wrong with locking or something.
Well, it depends on how. I mean, is the speed of the SSD? Is there burstiness in the workload?
No, it's just postmark, right?
If that's true, then write through will be better than ordered write back.
Yeah, but I was expecting, because it's in the background and these devices have a lot of parallelism, I thought it could do okay.
The issue is that once your buffer is filled up, then you have to wait for things to go to the network storage, right?
Yes. Then you start being slower. Yes, that's true.
That's the issue with the ordered write back.
Yeah.
The ordered write back helps if there is burstiness. So you can smooth out the write back bandwidth in the valleys, and you can do much better in the peaks. Right? Ricardo? Hello? I think we lost.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, now I
can. Sorry, I just plotted the data for network sync, but it's bad. It's pretty much similar to write back.
Write back?
Yeah.
I don't know what. Write back is good, right? I mean, write back is a...
Yeah, but network sync, we're expecting it to be, not that good.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing which may be going on is our network storage is very good. No?
Yeah, that's probably... Or, well...
You're using iSCSI, right?
Or trying to make it...
the protocol.
Hmm.
I mean, try to... You know, the key thing is that the IOs have to be submitted to the network at least, right?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I'm doing that. Maybe I'm not.
Are you queuing it at the iSCSI and returning back?
That's what I think I'm doing, but it could be that I'm not.
No, but even queuing at the iSCSI layer is not sufficient. It has to go out of the network card.
I'm sending the IOs with... Well, there are a bunch of flags that says that the IO has to be, has to be in persistent memory on the device, and that you're flashing caches. That there are a lot of things. I'm using all those flags, so I'm assuming one of those would make the IO go to the network. But I'm not sure that I'll have to look at the iSCSI code and see that's actually going on.
I don't think any of those flags actually help with what we want. Because those flags, I would guess, are related to what happens once it gets to the remote storage, before there is an acknowledgement.
Okay, so this is not real network sync.
Yeah, I think this is just async write through.
Yeah.
With buffering at the local server as well. And look,
yes.
At the host, with buffering at the host. I think those IOs are getting buffered at the host.
Okay, so do you think it's worth to spend some time figuring that out?
Figuring out the network sync?
Yeah.
I think it is worth spending time figuring that out, but it's just a question of in which order do we tackle these different optimizations, right?
Yeah. By the way, for the ordered version I have, I'm not sending IOs in parallel by now. For now, it's just everything back to back.
Oh, okay. So there is no dependency analysis.
Well, the dependency is full ordering, right?
So you're doing synchronous write ordered, synchronous write back in ordered fashion, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So and I was expecting even that would be good enough. No,
that actually should be worse than write through because there is no I/O parallelism for the storage, for the network storage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But because everything is in background, I was expecting to be somehow good. But I'll have to check.
Although it's in background, the problem is when background becomes foreground, right? When your buffer is full in the SSD.
Then you have to wait for the queues. Yeah, that's
yeah. So it's a question of how much, and we should be measuring steady state performance when that is happening, right? If we can, for instance, model some burstiness and insert that into the workload, that may give us better results with write back, with ordered write back.
Yeah, okay, and by the way, we need some work with Favorable for that, right? Which I don't know which it be.
Well, one thing which we could do is we could analyze the burstiness in our traces and create a synthetic workload with similar burstiness.
Okay, yeah.
That's a possibility instead of having to replay something that is not completely correct. Or we could do replay. Could do replay without any...
I could do replay.
Just to get a sense for what to expect. So far we have write back, we have write through, we have ordered write back, which is
sync,
which is basically synchronous write back, correct? One IO at a time.
Yeah.
The other variants that exist are journal write back, where there is some possibility of parallelism.
Yeah.
And then this newest version, which is, what is that newest version, where we assume that we have a logical disk interface. Transactions on SAN, which should give us the best performance, actually, because it does allow coalescing of writes.
Yes.
So in terms of, and then you have this network sync.
Yeah.
Which it's not clear whether it's really network sync or not. Right?
Yes.
What you have right now is a variant where you just queue the request locally, and that allows for a lot of parallelism and maybe even for merging, right? If you overwrite,
I used a plug that says no merge, so it doesn't wait, it doesn't plug, it doesn't link. It was supposed to go right there.
No, what I'm saying is that In the server.
Oh, in the server, yeah.
In the server, could there be a possibility of merging? Or, I mean, in the iSCSI protocol, what does it guarantee for persistence?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
So, I know we talked about this custom iSCSI server implementation where we do the we implement the logical disk interface, our transactions interface.
Yeah.
So, Leonardo, have you had any chance to look at that or?
No.
So you've been busy with the other camera ready version. So
wait, that's good.
What?
When do you have to send that?
This week.
Oh.
Actually a little bit late already.
Yeah. Yeah, we are running late on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a shepherding process that we need to follow.
But it does seem that we have to modify the ASCOSI protocol. Because somehow we have to indicate where we're going to start a transaction and where we're going to end it. So, you know how to...
I don't think we need to modify the ASCOSI protocol. I think we just need to insert information in each ASCOSI request so that we can know whether it's the start of a transaction or end of a transaction. Everything else is in the middle of the current transaction, right? So the ISCSI, think of the ISCSI service receiving packets from the network. These are storage IO requests, right? Every packet has some metadata, right? And in that metadata, if we specify that this is the beginning of a transaction, then the logical disk implementation will ensure that...
you want to start filling cert name and then...
Yeah, we create a journal entry, a journal transaction, create all these entries, create a comment block after writing all the entries, and when we get the final transaction end,
right,
and then, you know, do the checkpointing in background. Right, so that's, I think that should be enough. And we could either reuse an existing flag, or if there are custom extensions or something like that, more custom flags that we can use, then we should go ahead and use one of those. But for that, we'll have to evaluate the ISCSI packet header information to see what it contains. Because the body will contain the actual data, right? But the header will contain some information that allows the ISCSI server to handle it correctly. Right. So for instance, one could be the logical block address. Maybe there is some volume ID or something like that. Right. Those are the basic pieces of information that should be there in the header. Then there may be some other information such as something that specifies the durability requirements, whether it's synchronous or async, and all of those things, right? Like Ricardo was talking about. Now we need to find a spot for adding our own transaction begin and transaction end flags. So, right. So I also wanted to talk about this paper, right, the Seneca paper, because I finally got a chance to read through some of it.
Okay.
And they do talk about all the variants that we've been brainstorming.
All of them?
All of them. And more. Right. But this is, of course, for remote mirroring.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, if you look at section 2, we have this paper, right? They say that they are creating a taxonomy for remote mirroring, which is basically a set of terms that they would use to describe various possibilities in remote mirroring. And that taxonomy covers the fault coverage model, right, where faults occur, how closely synchronized the copies are, how the updates get propagated, when the updates are acknowledged, and when data duplication is performed, right? So these are the things that so they consider all these possibilities. The most important thing here is to look at the right, so to look at 2.3, where they say single LU propagation order, where LU is actually a volume, is a disk, it's a logical unit, and they are addressing multiple disks. So what we care about is a single disk, right? where they have these various options: lockstep serial, lockstep parallel, in order asynchronous, dependency preserving asynchronous. So where in this paper they assume that dependency is available, is given to you, right? Whereas we are saying, okay,
that's one difference we done.
That we want to extract it ourselves. And we are not extracting perfect dependencies, but approximate dependencies, which does not have any false negatives, right? We could occur false positives. Okay, write coalescing with atomic update. That's the transactional thing that you were talking about.
Okay.
So they have that.
Okay.
And then they also have something called overwrite log with atomic update.
What's that?
This is something slightly different. Let me try to remember.
It's better?
No, let me see what they have. I read it and I understood it, but I forgot what it was. Right. Okay, so here, overwrite log with atomic update may be also similar, or perhaps similar to what you're thinking. Here, with the right coalescing batch updates, the host gathers a bunch of writes to put in a batch and then sends it over. Whereas overwrite log means the host keeps sending, as soon as it gets a write, it sends it to the remote host, and the remote site can actually coalesce. Right.
Okay.
So whether the coalescing is happening locally or remotely, that's the difference.
Okay. I think we discussed that. But okay. Okay.
And then there are a couple of other things which are out of order asynchronous, which is not good. It's not consistent. Complete copy replacement, and then there are a few other things. Which are not really relevant for our discussion, but they do talk about all the variants that we've talked about. For instance, in order asynchronous is the ordered write back that we are talking about. The asynchronous because it's happening in the background, that's why they call it in order asynchronous. Then yes. Dependency preserving asynchronous, where we do the journaling, right? It's the same thing. And then these other two, the atomic update, where coalescing is happening either at the either locally or in the remote site, right?
Okay.
And they also have lockstep, which is the write through, and lockstep serial.
By the way, I mean, I don't think it's that simple. Even if we knew about this paper before, I don't think it's that simple to adapt these ideas to a cache. Right?
No, not at all. I agree. So I think our contributions are evaluating some of these ideas for asynchronous updates of the storage relative to the cache.
Yes.
In a cache environment where there are, you know, we have to manage a cache, right? It's not free storage on the host side, so there is replacement going on as well.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly worth considering all these possibilities in new light for SSD cache.
By the way, do they have implementations for that?
I think they have some results. But let me see. Hold on. Yeah, they do.
My question is, do they evaluate performance?
They
or
do.
Just in an analytic proceeding?
No, they're using traces.
Okay.
We examined a number of real-world workloads, and I think they may be doing simulation.
Okay.
Or even just analytical. I don't think they have... No, they do not have any implementation. They just do analysis.
Okay.
of traces.
Even that's a point in our privilege.
Yes. But this is really important paper. I think we have to read this. I mean, especially the analysis that they've performed with the real traces, they have some things like, okay, the distribution of batch sizes, how do they look like? What is the worst case log size as a function of batch size? So there is some interesting analysis that appears in this paper.
Okay.
Right? So,
So
right now, what do you guys think? I mean, depending on,
You mean to continue with the submission or adding more stuff, or that's your question?
Yeah, let's say that. Let's say that's my question.
Well, I would like to continue working on the submission.
Okay. How about you, Leonardo? What do you think?
Sure, why not? In the case we don't make it, at least we're going to have feedback, which is always good.
Okay. The only issue is that we are really behind on the experiments and the writing.
Sure.
That's my primary concern. And also, I mean, it's possible that we can write it really well and make it to OSTI. It would have been much, much easier if this paper didn't exist, for instance. Like, then many of the ideas are also new.
Right.
But given that these ideas exist, I think we can still make it to OSTI, but it requires a lot more work in terms of evaluation and writing and so on. So that's my concern right now with respect to the OSTI submission. I'm completely convinced that we should pursue the submission. What I'm not sure about is whether we should pursue an OSTI submission, given both the time frame as well as given the fact that we have this previous work that subsumes some of the ideas that we have here.
Yeah.
That's my current concern.
So you think it would be better to delay the submission to a different conference and wait for until we have a stronger paper?
It would only make sense to do that if there is an alternate conference available that we can submit to and make a stronger submission to before OSTI responds, right? If that's not true, we might as well just submit something to OSTI and get the feedback and then submit to that other conference. So I was looking at what are the other possibilities in terms of submissions. There's one
FAST, okay?
FAST is, if we are going to submit to FAST, we might as well also submit to OSTI and get the feedback, because the OSTI response comes before the FAST deadline.
Okay.
Right? So I was looking at the conferences. And there's one conference called ACM SOCC. Right? Have you heard of that? A symposium on cloud computing.
Oh yeah, the new one. Yes.
So that's a possibility. They have a storage. They have storage systems for cloud in the call for papers.
Okay.
Right. And especially for the kind of workloads we are expecting to support, cloud is a reasonable target. Right, so that's a possibility. I don't want to completely discourage you from an OSTI submission.
By the way, when is OSTI?
May 3rd. In 10 days.
In 10 days? Oh.
Yep. So if you go to this University of Toronto guy, yeah, he's maintaining a list of all the well, there is this also this middleware conference.
Canada.
Do we fit on that?
Let me see the call for papers. Um, thing is, middleware is May 25. So that's about a month from now. They have systems issues for middleware, storage and file systems, virtualization, auto scaling and provisioning. So they do have some systems issues.
Do you think the way we are planning to have this paper, the limited workers we have, PPCC, Postman, and this whole paper, can we make it too fast?
I think we can make it too fast, but the question is, do you want to just wait until fast, or you want to try something else in the meanwhile?
Because you also think that somebody could get some idea before. That's another issue.
Well, that's certainly one issue. That may not be such a major issue. But for me, I'm also concerned about what if, I mean, for instance, I mean, if we delay this work, then we might lose some steam, you know, in terms of keeping on the pace of progress, right?
Okay.
That's my other concern. But maybe that's not such a big issue. If you think we should wait for fast, I think that's fine.
No. Fast. I mean, XOCC is not much worse than fast, right? I mean, people are still going to read it, right?
They will. But fast is certainly the right target for this. Right? Fast is the right target. SOCC is a reasonable target. It's fine. I mean, if we publish it at fast, we'll have a lot more relevant audience.
Yeah.
In terms of people listening to the talk at the conference, and maybe even people reading the paper. Right. So if you think that helps, dude, we should just wait for fast. I'm okay. I'm actually open at this point. So for SOCC, let me just tell you what I saw. There is one bullet on storage architectures that I see as relevant. And then there is one more, high availability and reliability. That's another bullet, because we are making trade-off between availability, performance, and we don't touch reliability, right? We want full reliability. Well, actually, we do. With the write back, there is a reliability issue. So SOCC is somewhat relevant.
If we kind of heal ourselves, we could have something for OSDI, but I don't know if it works.
I think we might have something for OSDI, but
we will lose the SOCC.
Yeah, that's the only trade-off. But if we are going to miss SOCC anyway and wait for fast, then it makes sense to do something for OSDI. The issue is, right now I'm not confident about our OSDI summation. I see that we are significantly behind in terms of our experiments and implementation, and also the writing, and especially this paper needs very careful writing given this previous work.
Yeah.
So that's my current concern.
So yeah, let's make it for SOCC. I don't know what you both think.
I'm perfectly okay with SOCC. We could go after that. And in case, let's say, depending on how strong the paper seems, after we get it done, we might just decide and say, let's just wait for fast. Right?
Okay.
But let's target SOCC. Let's put together a paper for SOCC. And then we can make that call, whether we should submit it or we should just hold off until fast. So which is why I was actually looking at the SOCC submission timeline. I mean, when do they come back to us?
Yeah, another good thing with that is that now I have some time to update the partitioned cache paper and send it to SDI.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think that's okay? I mean, we have it anyways. You can just try it, right?
I think we could. That's the other question. I mean, do we want to send that to OSDI or
also SOCC?
Also SOCC, exactly. So that those SOCC is the one that's intervening in all
these. SOCC fits perfectly for that one, right?
Probably.
Okay, I'll look at the pages, because one nice thing about OSDI is that they have more pages and there's
okay.
A lot of stuff I would like to add.
Okay. Well, I'm open to sending the cache partitioning work to OSDI. I think that's largely mature.
Yeah.
And we just need to add a few more things to address a few more questions, right?
Yeah.
So that has a good chance at OSDI, I think.
Okay.
So we need to, however, address all the comments that we got from, where did we get comments from? From Eurosys?
Yeah.
Or Usenix? One of those. Yeah, the Usenix comments. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
So let's then wait on the write back caching on the write caching work until SOCC. Let's prepare something for SOCC.
By the way, one more question: what about unlocking writes? Is that going to OSDI?
We will send that to OSDI. So right now, Lewis is implementing something. Basically, the delayed page allocation and delayed I/O.
Because if that is the case, I think I better spend these days working on non-blocking writes and moving the partitioned cache and the write-back cache to SOCC.
Okay. Well, the cache partitioning work could still go to SDI, depending on how much work it needs. Do we need...
Yeah.
That's
true. Yeah.
Think about it. We can discuss over email.
Okay.
So then we need to think about how we coordinate with Leonardo when he's away for preparing the SOCC submission.
For the coding, he's working on the iSCSI layer, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, that's good, because that's in parallel, that's fine. It's just a paper. I don't know, we can work as usual, right? I mean, going in iterations or something.
No, I was thinking more in terms of communication and meetings and things like that.
So, right, I guess I'm going to have to wait to get there to see how things are going to be.
Right.
Because it's just for me to say when I'm going to be available.
Okay.
Usually they don't have any problems with you meet even in their conference rooms with your university or whatever. They've been doing that and they think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it should be okay. I don't think that should be any problem.
But where are you going? And when?
I'm leaving May the 5th and going to Fusion Island.
That's in San Jose?
Yes.
And are you working in something similar, like caches and other stuff? No.
Say that again?
Or you don't have a project yet?
I don't know what I'm going to be working on. But
okay.
They were mostly interested in SoftBN. So I'm assuming it will be something relevant to
that.
Okay. So you're working, you're planning to be working with this guy called Ashish, right?
Yes.
Ashish Batwala.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I did speak to Swami about that. And I was thinking that you're working with him.
No. now.
Okay.
Now with Swami.
So, I mean, one thing with I know that Swami, for instance, is very interested in publishing the work that they do. I'm not sure about Ashish, so you might have to be a little careful about that, to trying to get them to give you something that you can publish.
Right.
Right. And also talk to Swami when you're there. Did you meet with him? Or
I have a meeting with him.
Yes, we did. So just talk to him and see what he recommends. I had a long discussion with him about you, and he said that he, you know, he can give you some advice as to what you could do as well once you're there. Right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Because sometimes I feel like just a little bit of more initial work and carefulness in the beginning part of the internship can decide whether you get a paper or moving towards a paper by the end of your internship or not. Right, that's the part that you have to watch out for. I mean, if it were Swami, then I wouldn't have been concerned at all, because I know that he is very much into publishing and all that. But this other guy, I'm not quite sure about.
Right.
I don't know about him. So that maybe he is too, but I haven't seen his names in the research.
I think he's mainly working on the product. So perhaps I'm gonna be working on that too. I don't know. It's again, they haven't said much about what I'm gonna be doing. So.
Yeah, and is this Nisha's group or?
Nisha worked with him as well.
Okay.
That's my understanding. Because otherwise I don't understand why I met with her as well.
Right.
I had my second interview with her.
Okay, so she might be the manager then. So yeah, I mean, I certainly will talk to Nisha and see if she can, you know, make you go in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Ricardo, the plan then is to
SOCC. And I'll talk to Luis to see what I can help with not looking right.
Okay.
And I'll decide whether I send the partition thing as well or not.
Okay.
Would you have a few minutes after we're done with the meeting? Because there is something that I want to coordinate with you and Luis. There's an issue with some machines that we have to migrate.
He was asking me to migrate all four.
Yes.
Please. What's the problem with that?
He thinks that he wants to. The implementation that he's doing requires some specific hardware.
MCQ.
Right. And his desktop does have support for that, but the machine in which he was running the experiment, which is Alice, does not. So he swapped machines. But now Alice has some major issues with the video card, in which things look very weird. And the browser looks very, there's no contrast at all.
Mm.
It's insane. So he was suggesting that we use Alice and then he use O4. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if we are postponing this, I don't have a problem. That's fine.
Right. So I think it should be enough just to migrate the hard disk. It should be able to boot. So we don't have to do any installation.
Okay. For our experiments, I think we have to go back to World 4 because we have too many numbers there.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later then.
Yeah, okay.
All right, guys, so next week, should we have a meeting about this? Maybe we can skip next week's meeting because of the OSDI deadline. I mean,
okay.
Things are going to be crazy. But
okay.
We will, and you will also have a chance to get settled in San Jose. And
I'm leaving this Saturday, not the next one.
You're leaving this Saturday?
The next one.
The next
which
Saturday.
Which is May 5th, right?
Right, so we can meet on the week of May 6th, 7th, whatever, to May 14th, right?
Okay.
Around that time.
Okay.
Okay. So Ricardo, are you heading back to Miami sometime?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going straight to California?
What?
Are you going straight to California?
He doesn't need to go there. Oh, you mean at the end of the summer?
Yeah, just...
No, he has to come here and defend his dissertation.
Oh, do you? I thought you were going to do that over Skype.
Oh, no.
Okay,
so it's good you're here. You can coordinate with Lewis on the non-blocking rights work. I think that's needs help. Certainly
yeah,
needs help. Yeah.
Is that kind of be postponed to SOCC or that?
No. That's an OSDI paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Good luck with that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right, it's getting old too.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Leave it. Yeah.